I am. I am. I am. Maybe you've heard this before, but the two most powerful words in the English language are I am, because what follows you can become. See, I find that really interesting, but how can you become something if you don't believe it's possible, if you don't know how? See, I think that there are three powerful words. And when you apply these three powerful words, you can become what you want to become and you can have what you want to have. And I'm going to break it down right now. Let's go.
You're listening to the Grind and Gratitude Show. I am Danny Stone, and I've dedicated my entire life to helping people win. Win in their careers, win in their businesses, and win in their lives. This podcast is going to help you get on your grind and hustle to create the life that you love and walk in gratitude along the journey. Each episode, I'll teach you tools and tactics and bring you conversations with experts that will help you turn your passion into a thriving online business. Life isn't about wishing for something greater. It's about making it happen. There's something special about you. Grind until you find it. Be grateful when you get it.
Is it just me, or do you find it difficult to unlock your true potential? Like, so many people feel like they're just left behind. So many people feel like there should be more to life than there is, but they just don't know how to get it. And I know that a lot of people say, look, you just got to believe in yourself. Like, just believe in your potential. And I get that, but it takes so much more to unlock that potential. Well, that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about those two powerful words that a lot of people tell us are the most powerful words in the English language. That is, I am. See, when you say I am, what follows will become your reality. So if you say I am great, I am an author, I am a speaker, I am amazing, I am a loving husband, whatever you say after I am can become your reality. And so many people have said this, and I know I've said this. I've stood on stages and told people, look, these two powerful words, if you say them to yourself every single day, and you manifest what it is that you want using the power of affirmations and taking action, then you're likely to make it happen. And I've said this, and I've heard so many people say this, but the truth is, how do I put this? The truth is, it takes more than just saying some words. It takes more than just thinking that you deserve more and that it's going to come your way. What it really takes is action. See, there were so many times I didn't believe in my greatness. I didn't believe in my potential. I didn't know how to write a book. I didn't know how to speak on a stage. I didn't know how to start a podcast. I didn't know how to launch a business. There were so many times I didn't. So when I would say that I'm an author, or I would say I'm a business owner, or I would say all of these powerful things about myself, I just didn't feel it in my spirit, because there were things that were blocking me from seeing what was possible in my life. And maybe you can relate. Maybe you try to tell yourself that you have greatness within you. Maybe you try to tell yourself that you are what you want to become, but you just don't believe it in your heart and your spirit. And so what happens is you get a little bit excited because you say, I am, really powerfully. You say, I am confident, I am smart. You say all of these things, but then what happens is it fizzles out. And the problem with saying I am is that most of us don't know how to make that I am a reality. So I want to talk to you about, how do you make the I am a reality? How do you step into who you're meant to become? How do you unlock more of your potential, or what I call your inner champion? See, I believe that you have a champion inside of you. I believe that you're capable of so much more. But it takes more than just words that you don't believe to make it happen. So I want to give you three powerful words that are going to help you to change your life, to take your life, your business, your career, your confidence, anything you want, to a whole new level. You ready for these three words? Here are the three words that can really make your life look unrecognizable, as Lisa Nichols says. The three words are, how can I? How can I? See, those three powerful words led Steve Jobs to changing five different industries. We all know that Steve Jobs revolutionized music with the iPod. He revolutionized the smartphone. He revolutionized laptops and iPads. He revolutionized the film industry. But how did he do it? Steve Jobs revolutionized five or six different industries by asking that one question. How can we? How can we make this better? How can we make this smaller? How can we make this faster? How can we make it easier for people to use? How can we simplify this? How can we? Was the one question that Steve Jobs continued to ask that made the products better and better and better. And now we recognize a lot of Apple products as being the gold standard when it comes to technology. So what can we learn from that? That one powerful question can change your life. So many times in our lives, we say, I don't know how. I don't know how to write a book. I don't know how to start a business. I don't know how to love. I don't know how to lose weight. I don't know how to exercise. I don't know how. But what if you reframed that? What if you said, how can I? How can I write that book? How can I start that business? How can I lose this weight? How can I travel to this country? How can I buy that car? How can I buy this home? How can I find the love of my life? How can I? See, when you continue to ask yourself that powerful question, those three powerful words, and you start to think about how you can, and you start to write it down, all of a sudden, these solutions come to you, these answers, things that you may have never considered before, automatically start to come to you because you continue to focus on how can I? And when you ask yourself that over and over and over again, and you write down over and over and over again, what happens is you start to make the I am a reality. So whatever it is that you want to become, you can become that. I believe that you're naturally curious, creative, resourceful, and whole. You're never broken. You don't need to be fixed. You have everything that you need inside of you. You have all of the answers, or you have access to all of the answers that you need that can change your life, that can make you the person you're trying to become, that can help you create the life that you want to create. But we're not asking that powerful question. How can I? I decided I wanted to write a book. I had never written a book before in my life. In fact, when I was in high school, I had teachers tell me that I was a really bad writer. And it stuck with me for years. In the back of my mind, I always thought that I wasn't a good writer. And throughout my career, I would always be afraid of writing, or I'd always be afraid of doing reports because I just never thought that I was a good writer. And I knew that I wanted to make a greater impact in the world. And I also knew that I wanted out of my corporate job because it just wasn't fulfilling. It was stressful. I was constantly being overlooked by other people. And I just felt like this wasn't it for me. I felt like I should be doing something else, making a greater impact or something in the world. So one of the questions that I started to kind of ask myself is like, how can I make a greater impact in the world? And it started by me asking other questions, and it kind of landed there. And what happened was I came up with the idea of writing a book, but I didn't know how to write a book. So I said, how can I write a book? And I just kept writing it down. How can I write a book? How can I write a book? And it led me to research. It led me to watching videos. It led me to following people who were teaching you how to write books, finding book writing coaches. And all of a sudden, I went from saying, I don't know how to write this book, to writing the book. And in 2014, I launched my book, You Have the Keys, Now Drive, on Amazon. And it changed my life, and it changed the lives of so many readers around the world. See, that's the power of asking that one question. How can I? So I agree that those two powerful words, I am, are sort of a blueprint for a vision of what your life could look like. But what happens after that? And that's where so many of us get stuck. We have the desire to be something greater. We have this desire to want to help more people, to inspire people, to find our gifts and our talent and use it to serve others. But how? How do we do that? Well, here's how. You ask yourself this powerful question. Now, here's the thing. What you're saying is, okay, Danny, if I have all the answers inside of me, how come I don't know how to take my life to another level? How come I don't know how to become the person I'm trying to become? Well, you may have the answers inside of you, but how often have you sat down and just wrote out, how can I? And just every day write down answers to that question. How can I buy this house? How can I write this book? How can I travel to this country? How can I find the love of my life? How often have you done that? If you were like me so many years ago, I hadn't done it up until that point. And so for me, when I think about where I want more out of life, I have to have a starting point, which is the awareness. Where are you right now in terms of your health, your wellness, in terms of your finances, your career, your business, your relationship? Where are you right now and where do you want to be? Where are you now and where do you want to be? Because it's important to have this starting point and this point of what success and happiness looks like in all of the areas of your life that matter. And then once you have your starting point and where you want to go, it's that gap in between. So how do you fill that gap? Well, you start to fill the gap by asking yourself that one question. How can I? How can I improve my health? How can I make more money? How can I live in another country? How can I travel? How can I buy that car? How can I? Now, look, I'm not going to say that you might get the solution or the answers right away, because sometimes it might take days. Sometimes it might take weeks or months of you continuing to ask yourself the same question over and over and over again. But once you start writing down the answers, now you have answers. Now you can look at that list and you can say, okay, these are the things I can do right now. And these are the things I might have to do in, 3 months, 6 months, a year from now. But you'll have a list of things that you can do right now to start to shift your life, to start to make that I am a reality. That's where these three words come in. How can I? So I really want you to think about what you really want in your life. What do you want in all areas of your life that matter? Your health, your relationship, finances, as a parent, what do you want? Get super clear about what you want. And then you got to give yourself a reality check. And when I say a reality check, it's about being real with yourself. See, sometimes we lie to ourselves. We pretend like we're not in a place that we are, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, in terms of our health and wellness. We lie to ourselves. And so as a result of the lying, we're not even clear and honest about our starting point. When you're trying to get somewhere, when you're trying to achieve something in your life, when you're trying to go someplace you've never been before, it's like a GPS. You have to input into that GPS where you're starting from and where you're going. Most of us aren't clear about either one. We're not clear about where we are right now in our lives and all the areas that matter, and we're not clear about where we're going. So we have to be clear about where we are and where we want to go. And then we have to continue to ask ourselves, how are we going to make this happen? How am I going to go from here to there? Continue to ask yourself, write it down, look at the answers, and then you got to take massive action. Every single day, you got to take action on that how. You got to do one important thing towards each of your goals every single day. And if you do this and you're consistent, your life can look a lot different in 60, 90 days, 6 months from now, a year from now. So I hope this was helpful for you. I'm just hearing a lot about this I am, and I really believe in the power of I am. But how do you make that I am a reality? And look, it can be things like affirmations. It can be things like mentors and coaches. It can be things like taking care of your physical health, because your physical health is going to give you the energy that you need to pursue that goal, that dream, or who you're trying to become. So I'm not saying that words don't have power. What I'm saying is that we have to ask ourselves this one powerful question. And then when the answers come, we have to take massive action. So I hope this was valuable for you. I know for me, it was a great reminder of how did I become a heightened version of myself? How did I learn to write books and speak on stages and, you know, TV appearances? How did all of this happen? It happened by me elevating the level of questions I was asking myself. You know, Tony Robbins talks about the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions that you ask yourself. And to me, how can I is such a powerful question. You can change your life. You can change your family's lives, your community. You can change the world by continuing to ask yourself just that one question. How can I make this better? How can I improve on this? How can I get better? How can I? How can I? How can I? Until eventually you learn to master something, to master your health, your wellness, to master communication, to master what it is that you do in your business or your career, to master your emotions. But you have to continue to ask yourself that one question.
Thanks so much for being my co-host on this episode of the Grind and Gratitude Show. I really appreciate you. I hope that you learned something and you're motivated to take action and get on your grind. Didn't that go by fast? If you want more, head over to grindandgratitude.com for show notes and more information about this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes and subscribe and leave a rating so more people will tune in. And let me say this, there's something special about you. Grind until you find it. Be grateful when you get it.